The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, it's Sheree, and I'm a video editor for Team Johnson. And this review is by Dancer517, titled Informative and Inspiring. I don't have my own business yet, but it's something I want to do in the future. I love listening to this podcast and storing all the nuggets I'm learning for later. Shalene brings on amazing guests and so freely teaches her listeners everything they need to know about being successful. Love this podcast.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name is Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you.
Well, you get us both today. I am here with Brock Johnson, and we are talking about TikTok, something he's been on for quite a while. But before you think, oh, okay, this isn't for me, we're going to explain what is in it for you.
For the record, I'm the one that got her into this.
And then I guess we're both responsible for getting my parents into it, grandmas and grandpas.
Mm-hmm. And they're funny when once they got into it.
So, in fact, we'll link a video. We, like last night, people were like, are you guys drinking? Because we were laughing so hard. And I was posting up what was happening behind the scenes with Brock, my mom, my dad, when they're in their 70s, creating TikToks. It was some of the best entertainment we've ever had. So what is TikTok? TikTok is, well, it was formerly known as Musical.ly. So if you've got teens or preteens, they probably remember it as such. But basically, it's just a short video app. It's kind of similar to, if you remember, Vine. It's almost kind of like a Snap story or an Instagram story, but it's just one clip usually.
Yeah, basically, it was originally created for really young kids who were doing like lip sync videos or short little dance videos with music overlays. And since then, the demographic has continued to get a little bit older and older as time has progressed. And I also think it's gotten definitely a little bit funnier. It's become, like you said, more like Vine in that there's a lot of comedy on the content. The primary form of content is comedy, just videos that will make you laugh, some that are entertaining. Dance videos.
Purely entertaining. I think most of it's purely entertaining.
Purely entertaining. Lots of comedy, lots of like dressing up, cosplay, dancing videos, mouth syncing videos, stuff like that.
But don't let that intimidate you. I mean, I know my friends are like, well, yeah, but don't you have to be really funny or a good dancer or fill in the blank? What's funny about it is how bad some people are. Like, I would say that's the majority of the videos that go viral are people who like really can't dance, can't sing, can't lip sync, but they're trying and it's really awesome. So before we go any further, just think about this. This is the fastest growing app. It has 500 million users. That means it's already bigger than Twitter. It's growing faster than any other social app. So you should be paying attention. The last thing you want to do is go, dang it. I remember hearing people talk about this and now is it too late? Like so many people have had that happen on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, on Instagram. Like I wish I would have got here earlier. There's so many advantages to just checking out an app. We're not saying like it's going to be the next Instagram, but you are in a position right now because you're interested in business and marketing, et cetera, building your tribe, that you have to be aware of these things that are up and coming.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And I think you made a great point that this doesn't have to be your thing. You don't have to put a ton of effort into it. You don't have to totally learn how to master it and put all your eggs in the TikTok basket. I think it's just a great place to experiment, have some fun. Maybe you will go viral. That was exactly how I got on. I got on the app because I saw some funny videos and I just wanted to start watching. And then I saw one. I was like, hey, I could recreate this. So me and my friend recreated it and we went viral with it. And then since then, I've continued to go viral, really at this point, almost once a week with a viral video.
Yeah, and it's really important for you to check it out. And here's why. Number one, wouldn't you do anything to go back in time and just be one of the first people creating content on YouTube or on Instagram? Because a lot of those people who just have huge accounts, they're huge because they were there early. The next reason why I think you should look at TikTok right now is because there's a lot of people using the app, but not a lot of creators.
And then the final reason that you should consider TikTok right now is because of the idea of audience transfer. It's just like the idea of when someone has a large YouTube following and then they can transfer that to growing a large Instagram account, or they have a big podcast channel and they in turn grow a Facebook page through that. TikTok is a great way to build a large following quickly, and then you can transfer that following to Instagram and YouTube, because on your TikTok profile page, there's actually a way to directly link to your other social channels. That's really unique compared to really any other social channel. Of course, you could put a link in your Instagram bio or a link on your Facebook page, but on TikTok, there's actually a button that you can add to your profile page so that people can directly click on that little Instagram icon or that little YouTube play button and be taken directly to your other social channels. This week, I got about 1,000 new followers on my Instagram account directly from TikTok. And overall, I've probably grown my Instagram account by about 10 to 15% just purely from TikTok followers.
Now, what you've probably heard is that TikTok is a much younger demographic, and then therefore you've decided to write it off. It's true at the moment, their demographic is 16 to 24, but scaling older. Like each month, that demographic keeps getting older. And why is that? Because that's how all freaking social media platforms work. Think about Facebook. It was just for college students. Now your grandma is on Facebook. Same with Instagram. When everyone inundated Facebook, all of the young people were like, okay, well, we need our own place again. And so they went to Instagram. And remember when Instagram first launched, you were like, I don't need to use it. It's purely for entertainment. It's just photos. I don't understand how that would help my business. Isn't the demographic really young? And now Instagram is the place to monetize your impact. So it's going to scale. It's going to trend older. And eventually, your target demographic is going to be there. You want to have an established following because numbers breed numbers. Listen, I hope you're loving this episode, but I wanted to take a moment to talk about you. You, like your amazing life. You were meant for more. And I know you sometimes question that, but I don't. I believe in you. And I think sometimes we are too close to ourselves to actually see our own greatness, to understand our purpose, to understand our calling, to realize how we can help others, how oftentimes the things that we've struggled with, the things that we've figured out, which we take for granted, they happen to us for a reason. You were meant to be here. You were meant to do great things. And I think you know that. I think where we struggle often is that we just don't know what that thing is. I want to help you figure it out. I've developed this questionnaire. It's been tested, it's been tried, and it works. And it's kind of fascinating because you'll go through a couple of pretty simple questions about yourself. It's a simple exercise, some kind of fun, introspective questions about you. You'll download this questionnaire and you'll write out your answers, hopefully in your own handwriting. And when you're done, I'm telling you, it's so cool. People get so excited because then they can see it. It's like the same answers are going to come up over and over and over again, and it will be so obvious to you what your thing is. I'd love for you to take this quiz and then let me know. Let me know by sending me an Instagram message and say, hey, I took the quiz and discovered my thing. To download this free questionnaire, you will go to my website, shalene.com/my thing. Again, it's shalene.com/my thing. It's free, it's simple, it's easy, it's quick. And knowing what your thing is might just give you the confidence and clarity that you're missing. shalene.com/my thing. Back to the show.
Here's a few reasons why we think you are going to love TikTok. First of all, it's really easy to come up with ideas. So on most other social media platforms, authenticity is really valued and being unique and being totally different than everyone else. Totally original, coming up with your own ideas, that's what's valued. On TikTok, you're actually encouraged to follow the trend, so to speak. Oftentimes there's dances or there's sounds or songs that are going viral. They're becoming really popular. Lots of videos are being made to that sound or that song or with that dance move. So by following the trend, it's kind of like using a popular hashtag in that way. You're able to gain more traction, get more visibility, and it doesn't require as much creativity because you're just recreating something that someone else has already made.
So we're not going to go into too much detail about how to create the videos. That's a little cumbersome. So we recommend you just download the app. In fact, below in our show notes, Brock and I have each linked to one of our favorite TikToks for you to watch. But it's like anything, just spend some time understanding, looking at the app. You could always watch a couple of YouTube videos. And have you created anything to help people use TikTok?
I did. I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, actually, the very first time I went viral and everyone was like, how are you going to monetize this? I was like, well, okay, I make courses. So I made a mini course, very mini course called Teach TikTok. Okay. And it's on teachtiktok.com. And if people don't even know how to spell TikTok, people always spell it wrong.
Yeah.
It's with a K. Both words are with a K. So it's T-I-K-T-O-K, TikTok, teachtiktok.com. And it's like a $7 mini course. It's just kind of teaching you like some of my little tips that I learned early on that helped me go viral with some of my early videos. And I'll add a little note that all of my videos that went viral early on, and I think pretty much of my, let's say, 10 to 15 videos that have gone viral, maybe only one was an actual original idea that I had. All the rest were just recreating videos that other people had made.
Oh, that's cool. So let me tell you, for $7, you'll save yourself a ton of time trying, being frustrated, trying to figure out how to use the app yourself. But anyway, so we'll put that in the show notes as well. Here's what I wanted to say about how easy it is to create that content. Legitimately, you're supposed to be copying what other people have done. And if you're just okay, it probably won't do that well. You either have to be pretty good or really bad. If you're really pretty good or really bad, you're going to do really well. I mean, I jumped on there with zero following, and we see people do it all the time because not very many people are willing to create content. And what's crazy is I'm seeing people my age, which is over 50. I'm 50 now.
Over 20.
Yeah, like older people, even like 30-year-olds, and that's older. I'm seeing them like really go quite viral because they stand out because it's mainly like teens. So when someone older comes on there, and I don't see too much hate.
No. And actually, TikTok is one of the cleanest. I'd say it's probably the cleanest. It's one of the most PG apps because they filter out those negative hate comments. And while there are some songs on there with explicit lyrics and they will slip through the cracks sometimes, there is no nudity and they really try to limit profanity on the app. It's much cleaner than even Instagram in that way. And because they know that a large portion of their demographic is younger, so they really try to keep it clean on that app. And with that is that they pretty much ban all hate speech.
That's sweet. The other thing I've noticed, which is I think going to get people pretty excited, is it's not a pretty competition or a polished competition. You really see all walks of life. Like you see people who have like severe handicaps or really overweight or, you know, just people who normally wouldn't feel comfortable doing what they're doing on Instagram, but they get so much love and so much attention on TikTok. I'm not sure why that is, but it's interesting to see.
Yeah, I think it's just that it's the uniqueness and it's like, oh, okay, like it's cool to see this person kind of in their element and enjoying themselves and being comfortable with their body or with the way they dance or just kind of embracing their awkwardness, which is kind of what I say about myself is like, I kind of just embrace my awkwardness where I think I'm a pretty good dancer, but I know I'm not a great dancer. I just kind of go all out and I kind of embrace. I go hard and I embrace my long legs and my awkward movements that I can create on TikTok. And I would say another reason why you might love TikTok is it's just another opportunity that's low pressure to experiment with putting yourself on camera. So many people have such a huge fear of putting their face on camera, going direct to camera, mm-hmm. creating these, you know, Instagram lives and mm-hmm. Facebook videos. So why not go in a low pressure environment where it's like, hey, no one's probably going to see this. If they do, they're going to be like a little 12-year-old from Minnesota, and who really cares? It's a low pressure environment. So it's a great place to practice putting yourself on camera and learning, like, what angle is the best for me to hold my phone up? How do I look into the camera? How do I practice speaking to the camera? All that stuff. It's a great low pressure environment for practice.
I know you've shared some of your TikToks to your story, which it's cool mm-hmm. that TikTok lets you do that pretty easily. Mm-hmm. But have you had success in sharing any of your content directly to your Instagram feed and have it do well? Like, you know what I mean? Like a regular post. Like a video. Just posted up a video on Instagram. Why are you looking at me?
Like a TikTok video yeah. on Instagram?
He's looking at me like, what?
I've posted some. I actually don't really post too many of my dancing TikTok videos to my Instagram feed, and that's just...
Why?
Because I'm mainly using my Instagram feed as a place to, like, offer tips and mm-hmm. advice and mm-hmm. social media stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll post some dance videos, but they mostly go on my stories. I like having it a little bit separate so that if people do want to watch my dance videos, they either have to see it that day on my Instagram story or they have to follow me on TikTok.
Mm. Hmm. I think we should pull your Instagram following and see if they'd like to see those from time to time.
Maybe we should.
Because I'm telling you, I posted the one last night that Brock did with my mom and dad, and I got so many new comments from people because I think people were sharing it. Mm-hmm. Like sharing that story.
Yeah, I think that a little bit related is the shareability of TikTok is another thing that makes it really unique. On most other social media platforms, you only have the ability to either share it within the app, you know, like retweeting it or mm-hmm. resharing on Facebook, or maybe on some apps like on Instagram, you can copy the link to a post and text it to people. On TikTok, there's tons of ways to share it. So there's a little share button on the right-hand side of the screen whenever you're watching a video. And you can download the video to your phone, you can share it as a GIF, you can send it to people, you can share it directly to your stories. So it literally will post to your stories as if it was a video that you took. You can share it to your Instagram feed, to Facebook, to Twitter. There's so many different ways to share on TikTok, which is probably part of the reason why the app is growing so much, because people are just sharing videos with mm-hmm. each other.
Mm-hmm. This is something we talk a lot about inside the Marketing Impact Academy so that you kind of understand, all right, most people, once they become a student, they don't worry anymore about how to monetize these things because we really teach those principles and they apply regardless of the platform that you're on. But some things that I think are telltale signs that TikTok is a place you want to check out right now as someone who's doing some marketing, trying to build your email list, is that, first of all, they just introduced ads. That's new. Mm-hmm. So we know they're trending that way. Number two is the feature to go live on TikTok. Now, if you're going live on TikTok, that is very different from the typical short clips where you're copying people. That's an opportunity to allow people to get to know you. And what TikTok does, just like Instagram, I call it TOP, time on platform. Any new feature that's designed to keep people on the platform longer, that platform is going to reward you for using it. And so what happens when you go live is a notification that you're on live shows up in everyone's inbox. Am I right, Brock? Even if you're not following them, that's what you've been seeing.
Yeah. So if you do follow someone and they're live, it will not only show up in your inbox, but it will actually stay at the very top. So it's just like on Instagram, where you're looking at your likes and your comments on that little page. But rather than refreshing it and having that live feed be bumped down, every time you refresh, the number one thing you see, the first notification in that notifications inbox, is that one of the people you're following is going live. Mm-hmm. And if no one you're following is going live, they will just show you some random person who is live on TikTok or someone who the algorithm might think that you would like, going live on TikTok.
That's huge. So we can do more on this, talk about hashtags, how to use the app, et cetera, but you can find that inside of Brock's course. And basically his course it's a cup of coffee at Starbucks plus a dollar tip.
Yeah, pretty much.
About that. So hopefully that's worth your time. I hope it is. And depending on when you're listening to this episode, we are currently open for registration to the Marketing Impact Academy. I know many of you have been waiting for a year or more even to get into it, maybe missed your opportunity last time we opened. And if for some reason you happen to be listening to this and we're already closed, get yourself on the wait list. That's the best place to be. Just go to marketingimpact.com academy.com. And if you're listening this week, the week that we're publishing, the first part of September, be sure to go to Marketing Impact Academy to see what free trainings we make available to everyone, just kind of as a way to celebrate new registration. TikTok, it's cool. I mean, don't worry too much right now about having a strategy or what type of content to post or marketing or even how to transfer your audience. Just go check it out, create an account, have some fun, and be an early settler. Thanks so much for joining us. Be sure to check out the links below to everything that we mentioned in this episode. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done.
And as always, happy networking.
We out.